Of course, the sun comes out right now.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Good for you.
Oh my. All right, my name is Bill. I'm an addict. I don't know where to start. It's been a trying week. You know, I've known Drew for a long time, and he asked me to come up here and share on a topic, and I was thinking about the topic this week, and I've been sick all week. I haven't worked, and I don't know. I'm just like run down, and whenever I was reading about the topic that I'm going to speak on, which honestly, broadening the base, whenever he first gave it to me, I thought it was something completely different. And by looking at like our symbol and reading and doing some research, like it's a lot more than that. And like I definitely learned that like the self part of our symbol, you know, I neglect a lot, and like I don't do anything with the self part. So broadening the base to me, it's funny, Kendra spoke a little bit ago on the symbol as soon as I got here, and I walked up, and like what she was saying is exactly like what I was thinking, you know, like the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. And you know, I have to have solid people around me. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about like you know, that I talk to a lot of different people. And, you know, the person looked at me and they're like, yeah, they're like, wouldn't you rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies? And I said, well, I said, for in my addiction, like, and to stay clean and to have stable people around me, like, yeah, absolutely. And so I started thinking about that. And then I was looking at the whole symbol in general. And I don't know, like, to me, like, self is the steps, you know, service is the concepts. Society is the traditions, and God's the spiritual principles. And, you know, like, by talking to people, like, I can truly learn to, like, respect those things today on, like, a different level. It's not how it was whenever I first read about any of that stuff I just named. And, like, I have a deeper meaning for it today. Like, I'm not perfect. Like, I definitely, still put my hands in things and can mess some things up on a daily basis. But I try and do better today than I did yesterday. I try whenever I act out to, you know, quickly make amends for it. Because sometimes, like, my self-will, it just, like, snaps and, I don't know, it's not good. So this morning I woke up and I was, like, coughing up blood, and I'm thinking, like, you know, I need to go to the hospital. So I did, and I told the doctor, I was like, I have to be somewhere at 5:30 today. I was like, so, you know, we need to run these tests fast and everything. And you know, I called some people and talked to them, not to say that I wasn't coming here, because I had, you know, all intentions of coming here no matter what. And so I'm here. I don't know, I guess I'm kind of all over the place today. Drumming the bass to me. I don't know, I usually don't have trouble speaking or saying things, and like I had a whole cast of things lined out that I was going to say, but I don't know, I guess, you know, coming in here, like broadening my bass at the beginning was like building that foundation. You know, like the basics, going to meetings, home group, sponsor, steps, and then I got into service. And like if I don't leave the basics, like I don't ever have to go back to them, because, you know, they're ingrained in my daily life. And pretty much since I've been clean, that's what I did. I've just, you know, broadened my base. You know, there's certain people that I talk to certain things about. There's certain people I call for different things. And, like, it's truly a blessing, that I haven't called anyone yet that, you know, like, can't help me or direct me into someone that can tell me, give me an answer or a solution to a problem that I'm having. I don't know, as far as, like, the service aspect of it, you know, by getting involved in service at different levels, that's been able to open doors for things like that I didn't know about, you know, with like the area, the region, You know, like going into facilities, meeting people, just trying to, you know, carry the message, which is our primary purpose. And that's pretty much I really attribute to what has helped me stay clean today. The society part of it, like with the traditions, I don't know. There's some days that I don't know, I'm still judgmental, and like I try and talk about it with people and try and understand like where they are, and but I mean, that third tradition does state that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. So you know, with that being said, I guess, you know, I need to keep my opinions out of Narcotics Anonymous and let that go. I don't know, this is I honestly, I'm kind of like at a loss for words right now today. So I was talking, someone last night told me, you know, that it doesn't matter how many people, you know, or like how big your we is, like I was saying earlier, it's like about like how stable those people are. And, I don't know, I try and, I want to say I keep certain things in a very small group of people and let out bits and pieces of it to other people for them to try and help me. But I don't know, I can honestly say though that since I've been clean, there's nothing that I've said that anyone has really hurt me with, or it's came back to me to like bite me. So that's how I know, like, the people that I keep close to me and near and dear to me, you know, are only looking for my best interest. I don't know. I really don't have much to say. Like, I don't know. That's it.
I'd like to introduce our second speaker. Sarah Kay from Thursday Night Indiana, subject to revision. Woo!
I did. Only because. I'm Sarah and I'm an addict.
Yeah.
This is a hard topic for me, too. So, a few hours ago when I was standing out in the parking lot, FaceTiming my daughter, because I didn't bring her with me this weekend. I have an 8-year-old, and I just knew in my soul that I needed a weekend with just me. My husband isn't here tonight. He was with me last night, and my daughter is not here. And mom guilt, of course, creeped in. So I'm like, oh my God, I need to FaceTime my daughter. So I'm FaceTiming her, and I see Timmy's happy ass walking up to me, open arms. I knew what it was hitting for. He's like, can you speak on Broaden the Base, 5:30? First thought, fuck no. You know, first thought wrong. I was like, yeah, of course I will. Begrudgingly, I'm up here. So I too, like when I don't give myself enough credit. Like when he told me the topic, I was like, I don't know anything about anything. You know what I mean? And then I did remember the symbol, the circle and the lines pointing to freedom. And I went up, there's literature up in the upstairs room, and I went and I looked at it, at the symbol. And I had the same thought that I did X amount of years ago when I saw that symbol the first time. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was just, but the first sentence says something about keeping it simple. And I'm like, let's just keep it simple. Like, I've been hearing that for years now. And so how this plays a part in my life today, since I've gotten here, I've just had the really strong urge to just cry. And I was really struggling figuring out why I was feeling that way. I really have nothing to complain about today. Everything is going well in my life this month. I have a lot of good things, and with like life and responsibilities come stress, and I kept telling myself like, this is good stress. You know what I mean? Like, these are good fucking problems that I have today. And I think it It's a combination of being so stressed out and on the day-to-day, because I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm an employee, I'm a sponsor, I'm a sponsee, like just everything, I neglect myself sometimes and I don't take the time that I need to reflect on myself and my feelings. And so when I finally got here and like I was able to just, you know, put everything down, my feelings are coming up. And I'm starting to cry. I cried earlier today and like, first thought wrong again. I'm like, I'm such a fucking mess. No, I'm not. After Timmy asked me to share, I was like, I am being free today. Like I am allowing myself to be vulnerable with strangers, with my sponsor, with my husband, and I'm just crying and it's okay. And that is freedom for me today, because my home group's name is Subject to Revision. I know that everything that I know now is subject to revision. I know freedom for me today is just being able to be vulnerable and authentic, but that's probably gonna change. You know, I've grown since I first came into these rooms and I plan on growing still. And like, I know a part of that is me getting up here and speaking too, because I'm vulnerable. Don't like it, it's uncomfortable, you know. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable. I tell myself that too. Every time I have to put myself out there. And, you know, I don't die after I give a lead, because I really think sometimes I'm just gonna die, you know? The fear sets in and I don't run anymore. Don't get me wrong, my first thought is to run. My first thought when Timmy asked me was, no, I'm leaving with Colin. No, I wasn't. I was going to lie to him. But, you know, he was there. Honestly, if I was with someone that didn't know me, I might have lied or tried to. But I was with Colin, and I was like, he knows I'm not leaving with him. So, no, I'll do it, of course. And so, like, that's my higher power, because I was really struggling today to figure out why I was feeling these really deep emotions. And as soon as he told me the topic, my first thought was the higher the point to freedom. And then I just lost it. And I was like, that is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling free. I'm feeling, you know, everything that I've bottled up, because I'm just go, go, go. Like I have to do what needs to get done. I have to work to feed my family. I do have to do that, you know, but it gets daunting. And, I rely on autopilot too for things. Like I've been around for a couple of days, and so like the things that were taught to me like early on, like call people before you want to pick up, first thought wrong, all of those cliches, like it took work. Like I had to literally sit there and think about it, and I've found myself being like in autopilot mode, which isn't good for me to stay there for long, because then I bottle it up and here I am crying. And it's, I'm so grateful for events like this, for this program to hold these spaces for us, because this is where I feel the safest. Like I walk into meetings and I get that same relief, but it's just, it's not the same. I can't, it's tangible. You're here. I can touch it, but I just can't describe like the spirituality that goes on good enough in words. I suck with words. Me and my husband, we're married, but we're doing like a ceremony and reception in like 3 weeks. And so we're gonna do vows. And like, I was like, I'm gonna have AI do my vows. Or like, how mad would you be at me is after like you pour your heart out if I just say ditto, you know? Cause I'm not like, that's just not me. And like, he loves that about me and he accepts that. Thank God. Cause it's off-putting. Like some people think I'm a bitch because I don't know. I'm not wordy. I'm not a wordy person. So he said he'd still love me, but I can't do the AI thing. That's out of the question, but I could say ditto and he would be okay with that. So, what else? So like my base for me, my Wii, a little bit of background to maybe help explain it. I don't know, guys, I've been like putting a mind altering substance in my body, doing the things that we do since I was like 13. Maybe a little bit younger. And my mom was the bad influence for me. And her friend was the first person to put my drug of choice in me the way that it got the worst, right? So I didn't know. Like, I literally thought that everyone just walked around with rigs and bundles in their purses. Like, it was just, I grew up in that. I didn't know any other way. And so when I came into the rooms, I was really, really, like, see, I'm losing the word here, impressionable, you know? And I'm so very grateful that I found my sponsor, who is still my sponsor today, and, like, the women that I found pretty early on, because they helped. They were a part of my base. They, like, they helped me. I would call three people before I'd make a decision. I literally didn't trust any decision that I made. I would call three people, and I remember doing step work. I think it was like one or two. It was one of the first three. And she, at my sponsor, asked me, like, who do you contact daily? And I was like, you, and it was like one other person. And she gave me names of people to just call. And so I did. And, like, I didn't trust myself. So I was very, very needy. And that, for me, that was me building my base, like, looking back on it. Calling three people, getting people's input, getting a home group, working steps, getting a sponsor, like, all of that just added accountability for me. Because I, and still even today, I can't trust myself. When I'm inside myself, internalizing, usually the good doesn't come from it. You know, I do, I'm my best when I'm with you, or collectively as a whole, just the unity. Getting experience from other people, it's huge. It's why I'm standing here today. It's why I'm alive. And I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, God willing, I have just for today. And I haven't had the desire in a really long time. But, like, I see people go out and don't come back. I have family members that are just now realizing that they have a problem. Cousins that have been out and, like, they're safe right now. But life is delicate, and I want to obtain that higher point of freedom. Like, 'cause I couldn't imagine, like, walking in. Freedom for me was, like, just not getting high every 15 minutes. You know, like, that's really just all I wanted. And I don't know when or how, but, like, I started, and it would be through step work. Like, I started figuring out who I wasn't, who I wanted to be, what I thought my interests might be, because I literally did nothing. I didn't do any sports. I had no idea who I was as a person. The only thing that I knew is, like, what I didn't want to be. I didn't want to continue that pattern that my mother did with me. And I almost did that. I have an 8-year-old, and I have, like, 5 and some change clean. So I did that. I did that to her. And so I just knew that I did not want to continue down that path. And freedom looks completely different right now. I would be lying if I said, like, freedom for me wasn't, like, financial freedom, you know, or, like, material things didn't play a part in that, like, when I really think about, like, what freedom looks like to me. But that spiritual piece, that's huge for me. Because I just looked at myself as an object. You know, I really thought that I was, like, a psychotic in rehab. I thought that, like, because I was so void of feelings. I remember having a conversation with Mark Filkowski, and I can say his last name because he's no longer with us. I was like, I really think I'm a psycho. And he was like, no, you're just numb. Like, you're not a psycho. Just give it some time. You'll get some feelings, you know? Thank God I wasn't a psycho. I actually have feelings, and I feel them really strong. And especially at places like this. And yeah, this was a hard topic. When he said that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. And, like, the word broaden is tripping me up, and I can't even Google what the definition, because that's me Googling. Like, I don't, you know, spiritual principles, when I first came in, I'm like, what are spiritual principles? What do those look like? So I don't know, the broadening word is tripping me up, so I'm just not going to pay attention to that. And I'll ask my sponsor later. Because like what Bill was saying, like I thought broaden like widen, but like I would rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies. I would. I do have 4 quarters and not 100 pennies. And yeah, I'm just excited. I'm really grateful to be here and get another day clean and, you know, God willing, reach another level of freedom, and that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah. Could we please have the reading, We Do Recover, from the podium?